Looks like it's going to be a good turnout.
Yeah, except for my brother. Where is he?
He'll be here.
If he lets Josh down,
he's not going to. Look.
Hiya, Ted, Ruth.
There, you should have more faith.
Faith in Kenta.
Don't be mean. He's been working very hard with Josh.
Cool, what a crush. I didn't realise so many people were entering.
Most of it's supporters.
Oh, getting your work cut out, Dave. How's the shoulder?
Oh, it's not too bad, thanks. Why will I?
Well, all these entrants. Wouldn't do if you mix them up in your commentary, no?
Well, I don't think that's very likely. I can see them.
You won't be able to see me and Josh. We'll be travelling at the speed of light.
Don't you dare. One accident's enough.
No. Don't worry, there's not going to be any. Alan's really gone over the top about health and safety. So where is Josh?
He's over there, look, talking to Jamie.
Well, I don't know if I can allow that, fraternising with the opposition.
Kenton, don't start.
Don't worry, I'll be good. Look, Sid, over here, mate.
What are you up to?
Nothing.
Afternoon, all.
Oh, Sid.
Good turnout, isn't it?
Yeah, we were just saying.
Alan should do well for his vicars on wheels.
Look, Sid, it's all in a good cause, this, isn't it? So I just wanted to say, let's bury the hatchet, shall we? Yeah? Kiss and make up, no hard feelings.
Has Cathy been talking to you?
Well, she was right to be concerned. Anyway, it's all water under the bridge. May the best cart win.
Well, thanks.
And yours is looking very solid.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Yeah, it's right. All in the suspension, you see.
Oh.
Mm. You taking notes, Dave?
He doesn't need to. He's got notes.
Huh? All supplied by you. Oh, very wise. Anyone seen Schuler and Daniel? I want to wish them good luck.
So I'd like you to come take a look at him this afternoon.
Well, now, it's not really very convenient.
Oh, come on, Al. You're not going to let me down, are you?
No, of course not. I just didn't expect you'd want me to see him so soon.
Well, the sooner that horse gets the once over from a proper vet, the better.
I'm sure he's in good hands.
Well, I'm not. Look, I'm going over this afternoon for an hour, and I want you to come with me.
I can't. It's the Soapbox Derby.
You what?
The Soapbox Derby. Daniel's entered with Schuler. I said I'd go and watch.
But you can. You just need to come and see my horse first.
But, Matt...
Look, we're just wasting time discussing this. The quicker we can get down there, the quicker you can get back.
Yeah, but I don't want to let them down.
Oh, right, so you'd rather let me down?
I could come another day.
No. This is the only chance I'm going to get this week. It's got to be today.
Right.
I mean, you know, after what happened last Friday...
All right, I'll come.
We ought to be getting over to Lakey Hill.
I'm really sorry, Schuler. I'll have to come on later.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I just got a call.
Another emergency?
Yes, but if I go now, I should make it back in time to see you.
Well, Daniel's expecting you to watch him.
Tell him I'll be there.
Right. Alistair, you've forgotten your... An emergency. I wonder.
Is my phone there, Shu?
Oh, you forgot your mobile. I was just bringing it for you.
Looked to me like you were using it.
Yeah, just checking the time. It's nearly two. We'd all better get on, hadn't we?
And a plucky effort from Sid and Jamie Perks.
Plucky? That's not how I'd describe it.
Good job you're not doing the commentary then,
but
isn't it?
But in the end, the hill proved too much for them, as it has for so many others.
It has nothing to do with the hill.
Good luck next week.
It was Sid's suspension.
Yeah, you said.
Where Sid and Jamie Perks remain undisputed champions of Ambridge.
Oh, please, any fool can roll an egg.
I thought you'd buried the hatchet.
So the two C's, Christopher and Carly, are still well ahead of the field.
Look, my ironing board would have run rings around that white elephant.
You said that. Too, several times.
Sid should have got an HGV license.
Kenton, shut up. Oh, Sid, what a shame.
Yeah, bad luck, mate.
Didn't turn out the way I planned.
Never mind, it's only a bit of fun.
Don't understand it. That suspension was supposed to stabilise it.
Well, it did that all right.
Is Jamie very disappointed?
No, he don't seem to mind. Do you know, I sometimes think he's not very competitive.
Fancy that.
He just wants to have another go with it.
As long as he's happy, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Have any of you seen Alan? He was talking to the Bishop and Usha.
Where's Daniel? I wanted to wish you both good luck.
Oh, thank you, but I must find Alan. I want him to alter the running order so we can go last.
Oh, way up the opposition, eh? Wise move.
Oh, it's not that. Alistair's been called to an emergency. Oh. I don't want him to miss us.
So what do you reckon?
Well, it's obvious his tendons are sore. Oh, not nice, is it? Poor old boy.
It's slowing him down.
Yeah, it would be.
So, is there anything you can do about it?
Well, from what you've told me, your own vet seems to have been doing all the obvious things. Really wasn't much point in calling me in.
I guess there was. What he's doing doesn't seem to be working, does it?
Well, it may, in time. He's pursuing a conservative course of action.
I'll say.
But it's a perfectly reasonable one. Helping nature take its course. I don't want to interfere. It's not very professional.
Oh, come on, Alistair. You can see the poor nag's in pain.
No, I've had someone go to another vet over my head. It's not very pleasant.
Who's going to tell him? I'm not.
He needs to know. My treatment might interfere with something he has planned.
Oh, right, right. So there is something you can do then.
Well,
Come on, don't be so coy. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Remember?
Well, the tendons of the right foreleg do look pretty swollen. And there's still quite a bit of heat. I could give him some anti-inflammatory drugs. They'd help dull the pain, get him moving a bit better. He still needs to rest, though. He hasn't had any medication, has he?
No, no.
But I'd rather your own vet was contacted as well. He needs to know things haven't improved.
Well, you're here now. No time like the present.
Well, it's clearly not getting any better.
No, worse, if anything.
Oh, I don't know that. I'm sure he'd be using anti-inflammatories as his next step. And I am on the spot. And he is in pain.
Exactly.
Right.
So, These drugs, you reckon they'll do the trick, do you? He'll be back to his old speed?
Well, you can't race him for at least 8 days. Drugs will still be in his system.
No, it's okay, I wasn't on it. See, that wasn't so difficult, was it? You've done me, the horse, and the vet a favour.
Oh, don't know about the vet.
But you've left him in peace on a Sunday afternoon. Bit of mutual give and take between mates, nothing like it.
Yes. I'd like to get on with this now, if you don't mind. There's somewhere I need to be.
And a very good time from my son and my brother. Not that I'm biased.
He's getting better at this, isn't he?
Yeah, and he was really quite nervous
but
about it.
But not enough to threaten Carly and Christopher. But with Christopher being over 16, the under 15 category is still up for grabs.
That's what Daniel's got his eye on.
Not to mention the all-important booby prize. Now, we're going to take a short break before our next race, but don't go away. Still plenty of fun to be had.
It is fun, isn't it?
Didn't you think it would be?
I never really thought about it. I was so busy working on the cart with Daniel and Kenton.
He has been a godsend for once.
The bishop seems to be enjoying himself.
He does. It was nice of him to offer to come and give the prizes.
He and Usha look quite like old friends.
They got on very well when he invited her to lunch.
Yes, so I heard.
Maybe he's trying to show the parish Alan has his support and his choice of female companion.
Maybe.
I hope you were pleased with that, Ruth.
I thought you did very well.
Huh? Josh looks really chuffed. Mm. Thanks, Kenton.
It was my pleasure. Spreading a bit of sunshine wherever I go, what I live for.
Shula, good. Glad I found you.
Oh, hi, David. I love your commentary.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're very good, though. They could have done with you in the Winter Olympics.
Anyway, the thing is, Shula, it's you and Daniel next.
Oh, is it? But Alistair hasn't arrived yet.
No, I know. I'm sorry. That's why I took a bit of a break.
Can't you wait just a bit longer, David? Daniel will be really disappointed if Alistair's not here to see him.
No, I'm afraid I can't.
Oh, come on, Dave, couldn't you?
Well, the tea in the village hall's supposed to start at 4.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind putting it back a bit.
Well, it isn't as simple as that. The bishop has to give the prizes then, and he's got to get back to the cathedral for evensong.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'll go and find Daniel then.
Sorry. Well, I suppose I better get back up there too. But we've really got to be finished by 4.
That's a shame. I hope Alistair makes it.
Yeah, so do I. He didn't help with the cart. You'd think he'd at least show up for the race.
If it was an emergency, there's not much he could do about it.
Yeah, I suppose. But do you get the impression things aren't too good between him and Shula at the moment?
I don't know.
And welcome back to the 2006 Ambridge Soapbox Derby.
Well, looks like he's going to miss it.
And our next foolhardy contestants are Daniel and Shula Hebden-Lloyd.
Go for it, Daniel. Go for it. Go on.
I have to admit to being a bit biased again. They are my sister and my nephew. Despite that, I wish them all the best. So, on your mark. Get set. Go.
Come on, Shula. You can do it. Go, girl.
And they're off to a very good start.
Go for it, Shula.
Though this hill is a bit bumpy. Watch out, Shula!
Oh, dear, it doesn't look good.
Hang on, Shula. Coming.
Oh, Lord. Hang on, Daniel.
It's all right, Shula.
Oh, Kenton.
You got...
Oh, thanks.
All right, it's all right, no worries.
Well, you have to hand it to my brother, Kenton. He certainly knows how to handle a woman.
Am I too late? Is that Shula and Daniel?
Yeah, but they've nearly finished.
And with that hazard safely out of the way, they're coasting on down to the finish line.
Well, at least I can be there to meet them.
I think they'd appreciate it.
That little hiccup doesn't seem to have fazed either of them. They might even be in with a chance of a place.
God, they better be.
Well done, Kenton. That was a good save.
That's a close thing. Oh, I think I've done my shoulder in there as well.
And they cross the finishing line, still motoring. Now the anxious wait for the official timing.
I thought she was a goner then.
She would have been if you hadn't got there.
Yeah, well, they were doing a good speed. Might still be in with a chance.
And a very good time from the Hebden Lloyds, but not enough to challenge the all-round leaders who remain, Christopher and Carly.
Oh, never mind. They did very well.
Yeah. Pity Alistair wasn't there to see it.
He was.
What?
The last bit, anyway. Look, there he is.
Oh, yeah. Well... I suppose that's something.
You did really well, Daniel. Tell your mates how fast you were.
Yeah, they'll be really impressed.
He looks so pleased with himself.
He is.
Well, you should be too. What a race.
Oh, I'm glad you managed to see it.
So am I.
Daniel is too. Though I'd rather you missed seeing me make a complete fool of myself.
You didn't.
Well, only because Kenton came to my rescue.
Yes. Well, you did a really good job on the cart between you.
I meant when I nearly fell off.
Oh, then... Yes, he was,
You didn't see it, did you?
Well...
You just got here for the finish.
I'm sorry, Shula.
It doesn't matter. It's certainly not worth lying about.
I did my best. I was quick as I could be, but it...
It was an emergency.
I'm really sorry.
It doesn't matter. Daniel thinks you were here all the time. Don't let him know you weren't, will you?
Of course not. Shula, I'm sorry.
I told you, it doesn't matter. Well, not to me. I'm used to it.
Sir Christopher and Carly won.
Yeah. Tom and Brenda did really well, but they couldn't beat them.
I bet Christopher were chuffed.
Oh, yeah. Carly was a bit miffed, though.
Why?
They didn't win the best turned out.
Oh, who did?
Alan and Usha.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she reckons it's a fix because they're so chummy with the bishop.
Did he choose them?
Well, he was one of the judges. But they did look very smart, all done up in their leathers.
I wish I'd seen it.
You were at your party, weren't you? Could you hand me that jug?
Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
So who else won?
Well, Daniel got the best under 15 entry.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's nice for Shula. She did most of the work on the cart.
Did she?
I think Kenton gave her a hand.
Kathy told me she made him give up the one he were building with Jamie.
So she could have her ironing board back?
No, leave the field clear for Sid.
Oh, well, it didn't do him much good, I'm afraid. He and Jamie got the booby prize.
Oh, no, poor Jamie.
No, he didn't mind. And Kenton feels he's had the last laugh.
Suppose he has.
Said Sid deserved a prize for coming up with something that was even slower than Nigel's with both the twins. Anyway, how was the birthday party? Did George enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, he had a lovely time. We all did. Me and Joe and Eddie went over to Cars and Waver.
Oh, did Will arrange it? I thought you might have.
No, William wanted to do it all himself. And he did Georgie proud. Balloons everywhere, cake, candles, everything.
Well, not many people get the chance to celebrate their birthday twice in one week.
I know. It'd be all right if the reason were different.
Yeah, but as long as George enjoyed himself.
Oh, he did. You should have seen his little face. He was so excited.
There, there, love. Shush. We'll be all right.
Poor old Georgie, Cordie.
Here, do you want to take him for a bit?
Yeah, go on. See if you can get him off. I feel like I've walked miles.
Come on, George. Oh, you must be tired now. You didn't get much sleep last night.
He wasn't the only one.
You should let me get up with him.
You've got to work. Oh, look, you should be getting off.
I can't leave you like this. There. Come on.
He's not getting any better, is he? I don't know what to do.
I'll take him over to your mum's, see what she thinks.
Maybe.
This is all Will's fault, getting George completely overtired and overexcited.
Oh, no, shh, calm.
Lord knows what he gave him to eat at this so-called party.
What, you think his tummy's upset?
I don't know. Let me feel him. We still are. That isn't good.
Yeah. Well, should we unbutton you a bit, eh? Get you a bit of fresh air?
I don't want him catching cold.
Oh, he won't. Can't be good to keep him all muffled up if you... Here, Em, did you notice this?
What? Oh, no.
What's it's only a little rash. It'll just be because he's hot.
No, that is it. I'm ringing the surgery.
That's fine, Ed. I'll expect you when I see you. Bye.
Problem?
No, not really. George's a bit under the weather, apparently.
Oh, dear.
I don't think it's anything too serious, but they might want to take him into the surgery just to make sure, you know.
Sensible of them.
So Ed might be a bit late in. He's going to let me know.
Very thoughtful.
Well, it doesn't really matter, actually. I've got Mike coming over this morning anyway. I'll be busy with him.
Are you going to draft that letter for his customers?
Yep, that's the next step. Well, not much use producing top-quality milk if no one wants to buy it.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. And what are you doing with your precious morning off, eh?
Spending it with Carly. Now she's going home on Thursday, I thought...
Yeah, only for the rest of the holidays. She'll be coming back.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? If things go well with her mother,
yeah,
she
Yeah, well, let's just wait and see, shall we? So, what are you two up to?
We're going up to Shuler's. She's having a stables day.
Carly doesn't like horses.
She likes Christopher Carter.
Oh.
He's going to be there. That's why it's taking her so long to get dressed.
Didn't they see enough of each other yesterday?
When she's going home on Thursday, are you joking?
And what are you going to do while Romeo and Juliet gaze into each other's eyes? Eh?
Give Shuler a hand. It'll be a busy day for her. Thought she sounded a bit down when I rang up to arrange it.
So they've squeezed us in for a 5-minute appointment. Yeah, I don't think I'll be too much longer. I should be over with you in about, what, half an hour or something? Oh, Emma's just coming out. Look, I better go. I'll speak to you soon, all right? Bye.
Hey, you're not supposed to use mobiles, isn't it?
Yeah? I just left Oliver a quick message, that's all.
Well, you should have texted him.
I was only on for a minute. Anyway, how'd you get on? You were quick.
Yeah, the nurse had a good look at him.
And?
She didn't seem to think there was much wrong.
Oh, that's good. Not even the rash?
No, it's nothing infectious or anything.
That's good to know.
Yeah, babies get them sometimes. Oh, and you might even be right.
What? How do you mean?
I might have been keeping him too hot.
She think the doctor needed to see him?
No, she just thinks he might be starting a cold.
Oh, right, yeah.
So just the usual things. Lots of fluids and bringing back if the symptoms get any worse.
Right. Well, he seems a lot quieter anyway.
I think the lack of sleep is finally catching up on him.
Yeah.
I know how he feels.
I'll drop you back, shall I? Both have a nap.
You can get off to work. Sorry I held you up. I could have driven us.
No, I wanted to come. Oliver's been fine about it.
Well, I hope Kenton will be. I ought to ring him.
Well, you're not going in this afternoon then?
No, of course I'm not.
Today's Will's afternoon off, innit?
You don't think I'm leaving Will Grundy in charge of a sick baby, do you?
Yeah. I'm sure George would be happier with you anyway.
Yeah, of course he will be. Plus, Will's probably the one who gave him the cold in the first place.
Well, you don't know
Who
that.
Else does he see? You and me, and we haven't got colds, have we?
Well, that's true, I suppose.
I can't even be trusted to have the poor child for one night without making him ill. And he's taking George away from me for a whole week.
Oh, I know that's worrying you.
Well, he's not going if he's ill. And that's final.
I know, love, but... Yeah, I'm sure it'll all sort itself out. I'll see you tonight, then. Do you want me to pop your coffee in the microwave? Warm it up?
Oh, no, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, don't be silly. Something the matter?
Oh, it's just William. In right old state, Paula.
Oh, dear. What about? If you don't mind me asking.
Of course not, no.
Oh, storm in a teacup, really. He says afternoon to have George this week and Emma won't let him.
Because he had him yesterday? I thought they'd sorted all that out.
They never sort nothing out. No, it ain't that. She says he ain't well.
Oh, poor George. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing to worry about. I don't think. Just sounds like he's starting a cold.
Oh. Well, then.
Yeah, which Emma claims is William's fault.
Oh, that seems a bit harsh. Has Will got a cold?
No. And he mentioned his Georgia a bit sniffly when she brought him round yesterday.
So what does Emma say?
Huh.
It must have been the party that made him worse.
Well, it doesn't seem very likely.
Of course it ain't. She just wants an excuse to keep George away from William.
I don't really see why Will can't have George even if he has got a cold.
Exactly. William's perfectly capable of looking after a baby with the sniffles.
Well, sure he is.
They was coming over to Keeper's Cottage for their teas anyway. I could have kept an eye on him.
Oh, is that why he was ringing you?
Yeah. Glad he did, actually. I think I've calmed him down.
Well, I don't blame him for being cross. It does sound like Emma's being unreasonable.
He'll just have to let it go, though. He can't risk putting her back up. Not when he's taking Georgie away on holiday next week.
Oh, yes, of course.
Mustn't give her any excuse to stop him.
You don't think... Well, no. Maybe that's a bit devious even for Emma.
Huh?
Well, he obviously couldn't take George away if he was really ill.
Think she's making it up?
Well, no, I don't think she'd go that far.
She might be saying he's worse than he is.
She may think he is.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it'd be lovely for William to be able to spend some proper time with George.
I'm sure
it
will be.
But at the moment, this holiday's turning out to be more trouble than it's worth.
Look on the bright side.
Show me one, please.
Well, if it is only a cold, George will certainly be over it by the end of the week.
Yeah, that's true.
So, better he gets it now than just before they were leaving.
Yeah. Because then Emma might really have kicked up a fuss. Oh, I'm so sick of it.
I'm sure you are.
Let's talk about something else. Tom's really getting stuck into them carrots, isn't he?
Yeah, he's hoping to get the harrowing done by today.
Nice to see him supporting his dad.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Oliver.
Oh, hey, good. How's George?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. The nurse thought it might be just starting a cold.
Oh, poor little chap. Well, I'm glad it's nothing worse.
I'm sorry for being late, though.
No, don't worry. I've been pretty tied up with Mike.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Well, we got the letter drafted.
So, what did it say?
Well, just that Mike proposes switching the source from the large dairy in Borchester to a small local herd.
Yeah.
So they'd have a fresh product on the doorstep within 24 hours, and the price stays the same.
Well, they've got to go for it, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, it's only going to work if there's an overwhelming majority in favour.
There will be. So, when's Mike going to deliver the letters?
Well, as soon as I can get them printed up. He just rang to suggest a slight change.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I thought we should have a kind of reply slip at the end.
Oh, no, people won't bother to send that back, will they?
Yeah, well, that's what Mike said. He thinks it'd be much simpler if he just asks them what they think when he comes to collect their money.
Yeah, good idea. So he'll have talked to them by the end of the week, then?
Yeah, well, most of them.
Oh, we could be up and running by next week.
Yeah, hardly. There are a few other things we need to think about.
Oh, I know, yeah, look. Brought these to show you.
Uh-huh.
Found them on the internet. Genuine milking bale. Not a bad price, either.
No, it's not.
So, can we go and have a look at it?
Well, not before I've heard back from Mike.
But someone else might snap it up.
I doubt it. Not a lot of demand for them these days,
well,
you know.
How about looking at some cattle sometime? Like Ayrshires or Guernseys. I mean, we need to look for our foundation stock,
when
don't we?
We're sure we're going to need it.
Yeah, but we'll
know by next week, Ed. It's not that long to wait.
I suppose. It's just such a great idea. I want to get on with it,
yes,
you know?
Yes, so do I. But we've got to be sure everyone else thinks it's a great idea first.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, Ed. How's the baby?
Oh, not so bad, thanks.
Oh, good.
No, I'd better get on with some work, I suppose.
Here, go and check on the cows we have got.
Right, yeah. See ya.
Oh, dear, is he getting impatient?
Oh, just a little. Hey, you're back early.
I thought we could have lunch together.
Oh, that'd be nice. Carly joining us?
She's had a better offer.
Ah, Crystal, eh?
How did you guess? I tried to get Shula to take a break. I didn't get very far.
The day's going well?
Oh, yeah, very well. And she's invited some of her pupils to be going to the cathedral school in September. She wanted to introduce them to Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going from his class, you see. I think she's a bit concerned about that.
So that's what was worrying her.
One of the things.
Introducing him to these others sounds like a sensible solution.
Yeah.
What does Alistair think about it?
Oh, he didn't want Daniel to go to the cathedral school in the first place.
Oh, of course, yeah, I've forgotten that. Must be tough for Shula, then. Getting no support from him?
Yeah. Although I think she's getting rather used to that.
No, Matt, I hadn't forgotten there's a game tonight.
That postman!
Don't worry, I'll be there.
He's so chatty, I don't know how he ever finishes his round.
Oh, your mistake's opening the door to him.
Well, there was such a lot of post this morning, he couldn't get it through the letterbox.
Heavens, yes. I'll sort that for you, if you like.
No, it's okay.
No, you get on with your breakfast. Busy day ahead of you.
Oh, thanks. I could do with a coffee. Oh, I suppose it's all bills.
Circulars, mainly.
Ah, that one's for me. I know what that is.
Oh, here you are.
Thanks. Should be from the garage.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it is. They've got a delivery date for my new car.
Have they?
I can collect it next week.
That's good.
Well, it may not interest you much, but... Is that our credit card bill already?
No. No, just inviting us to apply for another one.
Their rates of interest, I don't think so.
Most of it's business stuff. I'll take it to the office, look through it properly there.
Do you want some more coffee?
No, I'd better get on.
Mm. Me too. We've had a lot of takers for these stable days.
Oh, that's good.
I was really grateful Caroline could lend a hand yesterday. I need all the help I can get.
Oh, Shula, there was a message for you. Leanne rang.
Leanne? Why?
She can't come in today. She's got a stomach bug.
What? Oh, no. Why didn't you tell me before?
Oh, sorry. She rang while you were talking to the postman and then I got a call.
Oh, Alistair, you must have realised how important it was. I'm hard pushed enough as it is.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe you forgot to tell me. Would you have remembered at all if I hadn't mentioned Caroline?
Yes. Look, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, there's not much I can do about it, I suppose. If she can't come in, she can't come in.
Oh, she did sound pretty ropey.
Oh, she's very reliable. I can always count on her.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me down if she could help it. Not this week. She knows how pushed we are.
If there was anything I could
do... Yeah, well, there isn't, is there?
You've still got enough staff for the staff-to-student ratio, haven't you?
Of course, or I'd cancel the day.
Well, then.
Well, that's the bare minimum. You know that. You know what stable days are like. The inexperienced children take a lot of looking after.
Well, isn't there anyone else you can call on?
Oh, if there was, don't you think I'd be on the phone now? My usual standby's on holiday.
Oh, I see.
Oh, well, I'll just have to cope, won't I?
This is great. Mushrooms, tomatoes and sausages.
Well, I'm always starving when I get in from milking.
Yeah, a piece of toast just doesn't do it, does it?
No.
Have the children had theirs?
Oh, yeah, so you can eat in peace for once. They're quite happily occupied.
I'm watching the telly.
Yes, but don't worry. I've got a full programme of healthy activities planned for them today.
Sounds good.
This morning, we're going to practice our egg rolling.
Have you got some eggs?
Well, they're hard boiling as we speak, look.
Yeah, very efficient.
Then, this afternoon, we're going into Borchester on an Easter egg buying expedition. You see, it's a theme day.
I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. You know, while you're in Borchester, you might...
Get them all some new school shoes, I know.
I should warn you, it's no picnic. Pip's so fussy, Josh hates anything except trainers, and Ben just hates shoes.
No, shoes first, eggs afterwards, that's the deal.
Well, very well thought out. That would be great. I dread buying shoes with them.
Well, beats sorting out the silage clamp, which I saw was next on your list of farm jobs.
Well, I'm not stupid, I've got Bert on that.
So what are you up to?
I want to take down the lambing pens and get them stacked.
Ah, good idea.
They always seem to be cluttering up the place far too long.
It's because I usually forget to do it.
Yeah, well, you want to start doing things at the right time. It's a lot easier in the long run.
What's this? Am I being got at?
No. I just think it's better to keep on top of things.
I'm sure you're right, love.
You're doing a better job of keeping the house tidy now.
Sure, only because I live in fear of Frieda.
Know what you mean.
I'm a household tyrant. Force the kids to put their toys away. You'd be impressed.
Good for you. I just get fed up with nagging them. Seems easier to do it myself.
Firm but fair, love. Firm but fair.
I don't know. Well-trained kids and a neat and tidy farm. Aren't we virtuous?
More tea, love?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Just half a cup. This is good.
What's that?
You know Brenda and I are taking gourmet grills to those horse trials this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
These are the final details, including a map showing us where our pitch is. Look, we're there.
Ooh, that does look like a good spot.
Yeah, I know. I thought they put us right out on the edge as we're new to the game.
Well, that looks like a prime position to me. Your fame must be spreading.
Well, certainly be good publicity for us, people coming from all over the county.
You're going for the whole weekend, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Taking a tent and Jazza.
Is that wise?
Well, we're going to be really busy. We'll need an extra pair of hands.
Yeah, but do they have to be Jazzers?
Couldn't find anyone else, to be honest. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. At least he's not interested in horses.
Won't that be rather boring for him?
Means he won't be wandering off every 5 minutes. Remember the trouble I had with Ed and Fallon at Glastonbury?
Yeah, I see what you mean. As long as he's not sharing your tent.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Right, I'd better get out there. I want to get going with the bed former today.
You're doing very well.
Yeah,
I'd like to get it all finished before I go away.
Dad's very impressed.
Is he? He hasn't said.
He never does.
So what's he up to today?
Mucking out the cow shed.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mum. I'd rather be out there with the carrots.
That's right, Josh. You get the eggs all in a line. Let Pip help you, Ben. Oh. Hang on a minute, kids. Hi, Sheila.
Oh, David, thank goodness. Are you busy?
Oh, not really, no. Just keeping the kids occupied, you know.
Only I've got a bit of a crisis on my hands here.
Oh, right. What happened?
Well, one of the more inexperienced children was leading a horse, and it's got away from her.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's out on the road.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's just eating grass on the verge at the moment, but...
No. I'll be right over.
Oh, David, are you sure? I feel bad asking you with your shoulder and everything.
No, don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, it's just a question of herding the horse back in. It's bodies we need more than strength.
Yeah, of course.
And Daniel will help. He's pretty sensible.
Well, I'll have to bring the kids myself, because Ruth's busy on the farm.
Well, that's all right. I can have Ben. I'm sorry to ask you, but I just couldn't think of anyone else.
No, don't worry, Sheila. Of course I'll come.
Mom!
Oh, hi, Mum. What can I do for you?
You forgot your flask.
Oh, yeah. What an idiot.
You want me to throw it?
No, hang on. I'll come down.
Thought you'd be needing it round about now.
You didn't have to bring it up to me. Could have popped back.
Ah, it's a nice day. Good to get out of the dairy for a breath of fresh air.
Well, thanks.
Oh, don't let me stop you if you want to get on.
No. It's about time I had a break. Do you want a drink?
Oh, yeah. Go on, then. Those beds are looking good.
Only the best for Bridge Farm carrots.
Yeah.
I like to think something I'm involved in is back on the supermarket shelves.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Yep.
Next on the list is getting them washed, graded and packed.
Have you found a veg packer yet?
No, I need to get on with it.
Yeah.
I thought we'd use the co-op at Hollerton.
Go for it.
I'm glad you're behind me on this. Makes all the difference.
We entrepreneurs have to stick together.
Yeah. It's a pity Brian isn't more supportive of you.
Tell me about it.
You're doing so well now. Why can't he see it would make sense to up the pig numbers?
I haven't given up on it yet. I'm planning to dazzle him with my new business initiative.
Oh, yeah?
I've had some very good news about the sausages.
That's it, Pip. Try and keep him off the road. Daniel, go behind him. Just, you know, gently, just try and push him in my direction. Oh, well, never mind. We'll just let him graze for a bit, and then we'll try and sneak up on him again.
David? What on earth is going on?
Alistair.
Lucky I saw him when I did. What's he doing loose in the road?
Well, he got away from one of Shula's kids, and she couldn't leave them.
No, of course. She's very short-staffed today.
Well, so she phoned me.
She phoned you?
Yeah, I wasn't just passing.
No.
I presumed you were out on a call or something.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here now. The kids are doing their best, but it's a job for the grown-ups, really. Now there's two of us.
Oh, yeah, well, soon get him back in his stable.
So Ian's agreed to let me supply venison sausage to Grey Gables.
That is good news.
Yeah, well, he did help me perfect the recipe.
So he's putting his money where his mouth is.
I've given him a good deal.
That's great, love. That's got to impress Brian.
That, plus I've negotiated deals with a couple of speciality butchers.
You have been busy.
You know me.
Oh, yes.
So, I'll be able to present Brian not only with this excellent product...
Indeed.
..but also a strong client base to go with it. What more could he ask for?
Oh, he'll think of something.
Not this time, Mum. This time, I've got him cornered.
Yeah, I think you may have.
That's right. Sweep everything out.
I think you're missing something.
Oh, he's back. Thank heavens for that.
Daniel's taking him in. Best give him some water.
Yes, he'll be thirsty after all his adventures.
Hmm.
How did you get involved?
I was driving back and I saw David out on the road with him.
Well, that was lucky.
Lucky?
That you happened to be passing. Where's David now?
Collecting Ben. Look, Sheila...
I should thank him.
Why did you ring David?
Well, I couldn't manage on my own. Not today.
No, I meant, why didn't you ring me?
What?
Me. You could have phoned me.
What would have been the point?
I'd have come and helped.
No, you wouldn't. If I could have reached you at all, you'd have been out on an emergency.
I was just doing routine tests this morning.
Then you'd have been too busy to leave them. You'd have told me to deal with it myself.
I wouldn't.
It's what you've been doing for weeks. Why would today be any different?
Is that really how you feel?
Yes. You can't be surprised.
Well, I am.
Alistair, you avoid me as much as you can. You know you do.
No, I don't.
And even when we are together, your mind's on other things. I'm tired of trying.
No, you're right. Oh, I'm so sorry, Shula.
That's the way it is. I can live with it.
No, but it doesn't have to be like that. When I saw David out there, and I realised you'd rung him rather than me...
He came.
Yeah, I'd have come. You can always turn to me in an emergency.
I wish I thought you meant that.
Honestly, promise me you will.
Maybe. In an emergency.
Good.
What about the rest of the time?
I'll try to do something about that. I will.
Really?
Really.
Josh has asked Daniel round for a sleepover.
Well, we could have the place to ourselves.
Would that help?
Well, yeah, it'd be great. You could cook one of those delicious meals I'm always having to dash away from.
And you wouldn't disappear.
No. So, when is the sleepover?
Tonight.
Tonight? Does it have to be?
Why?
With such short notice.
And you've got to go out.
Yes. I'm really sorry, but I have.
Never mind.
Tomorrow would be fine. Or Thursday. I really want to do this, Shula. Just not tonight.
He looks fine to me. And you, sweetheart.
Oh, you really think so?
Yes. You mustn't worry so much. The nurse said he'd probably be fine in a couple of days.
Yeah, she did.
And she was right, wasn't she?
Well, it looks like it.
Emma, you can't get in such a state every time he gets a cold.
I suppose not.
Wear yourself out.
Oh, it was because he was going away.
Oh, I know. That's understandable. You wouldn't want him being ill in a foreign country.
Oh, without me there.
But he's fine, aren't you, Georgie?
I almost wish he wasn't.
Emma!
Well, then he wouldn't be able to go.
Oh, look, I know it's hard, love, but it's only for a week.
Only? Will says I can't even ring him.
Well, George couldn't say much.
Not even to check how he is. Says it'd be too expensive on his mobile.
Well, I suppose it would be.
And of course he's not going to phone me.
Oh, love, I'm sure you'll work something out. Anyway, you've just got to think that George will be having a good time. All that sea and sun, eh, sweetheart?
I hope so. At least now he's better, I can make up for some of the time I've missed at Jack's this week.
Brenda's been able to cover for you, though, hasn't she?
Yeah, she might like the time back. And we could do with the money.
Always useful.
I want to save up so we can take George on holiday. Don't know, George.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, I better get back. Give you to Ed so Mummy can get into work, eh?
It's one of Ed's days, is it?
Yeah. Probably do him good to get away from Grange Farm. He's so impatient for Oliver to get on with things.
Well, we've had that letter from Mike. Oh, that reminds me. There's some posts for you.
Oh, yeah?
No, where did I put it?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
There we are.
That looks official.
Well, I thought that. I was a bit worried.
No.
Hmm?
Oh, Mum, it's great news. It's my decree absolute.
Oh, love.
Look, it's all over at last. Oh, I'm not married to Will anymore.
William, whatever's the matter?
I'm sorry, Mum. I just had to see you.
Why? Whatever's happened?
It's come. I've had that letter.
What letter?
The decree absolute. It's all over, Mum. It's all over.
I was so happy when I saw it. I didn't think I'd be that happy.
Yeah, I feel the same. It's weird, isn't it?
One piece of paper and it makes all the difference.
You'd had the first one. You knew you were divorced.
Yeah, but now I actually feel like I am.
That's it.
Not divorced. That's a horrible word. I was never really married.
No, I know.
Oh, it's like a nightmare when you know you're dreaming but you can't wake yourself up.
Never seemed real to me either. That's what made it so hard.
I'm awake now. Oh, it's all over.
Yeah.
Cancelled, wiped clean, fresh start.
Yeah.
Oh, we're really together now, Ed. Oh, there's nothing standing in our way.
It's great, isn't it? Only...
Well, I know it's not that simple. This isn't going to make Will disappear.
Unfortunately.
He's still in George's life.
Certainly is.
But I can cope with that so much better if he's not in mine.
Yeah.
Not at all. Never was. Oh, I'm free.
It was such a shock, Mum.
Was it?
I know that sounds daft.
No, it don't.
I knew it was coming.
Not the same as seeing it.
No. There it was in black and white. Such a shock.
Drink your tea, it'll do you good.
So final. I mean... absolute.
Yeah.
That's it. It's over.
Wasn't that what you wanted?
I don't know. I thought it was.
You don't think so now?
I loved her, Mum. I really loved her.
Oh, I know you did.
And then I hated her. Hated her so much for what she'd done to me.
Of course.
Me and George. I thought I couldn't wait to get rid of her.
Hey, we're never going to be as simple as that, lovey.
I can't believe it. I just can't.
Believe what?
Seeing this. It was such a shock. It was like I... Like I thought... No, that's crazy.
What?
It felt like all this time, even when I hated her, I thought we might get back together again.
Oh, William.
But that is crazy. Why would I want her?
Because you did love her. And it don't go away as easy as that.
Well, it's gone now, isn't it? Finished. Done.
Yeah.
My marriage. What a disaster, eh? What a joke.
No, you mustn't think of it like that.
How else am I supposed to think of it?
Well, he gave you George, your lovely little boy. You can't regret that.
I don't. Of course I don't. He's everything to me.
But you and Emma... I don't know. She did love you once, I'm sure.
I thought so. What a fool, huh?
No, no, no. Maybe he was just too young, still changing.
I never changed, Mum.
Well, now you can.
I don't know.
Put the past behind you. Look to the future. You're free now.
To do what?
Whatever you want.
I didn't want to be free. I wanted Emma.
And now you can't have her. That's what this bit of paper says.
I know.
But you do have Georgie, and you always will have.
Yeah. Yes, I will.
You love him and he loves you. Now that won't go away. Never.
Susan, are these all the Easter eggs you have?
Oh, I'm afraid so. They've gone ever so quickly.
Oh, dear.
Were you looking for a special one?
I suppose I was, in a way.
Who's it for, Robert?
Good heavens, no. He eats far too many sweet things as it is. No, it's for Daniel, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, those ones are a bit more grown up, I'm afraid.
Mm.
I've got the delivery van coming today. I'll ask him if he's got any left over, if you like.
Oh, would you? That would be kind.
Daniel's spending the day with you?
Yes, well, he loves to see Scruff.
I suppose Shula's very busy up at the stables with it being school holidays, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
And Alistair's always busy.
Well, he does seem to be.
Nice for Daniel to have you to escape to.
I hope so. I was very pleased to see your mother and father have signed up for our over-60s lunch.
Oh, yeah, they're really looking forward to it. Mum thinks it's a great way to celebrate the Queen's birthday.
Yes, I thought it was appropriate.
Dad's just looking forward to a good meal. Oh, morning, Carrie.
Morning, Susan. Linda.
I'm afraid it's hail and farewell from me. I must get on.
Oh, right.
Got to pick Daniel up, and I expect Scruff's tired of waiting outside for me by now.
He did look a bit sad, but I'll give him a pat.
Oh, that was kind, Clary. Thank you. Bye, then.
Bye, Linda. Not to work today, then, Clary? I'm just running late.
I couldn't go in. I've got William at home in such a state.
Oh, dear.
I left him with Joe. I wanted to get some of them chocolate biscuits he likes.
Oh, yeah, well, we've got some here.
We'll see if that might tempt him to eat some. He hadn't had no breakfast.
Clary, You don't have to tell me, of course, but is this about the decree absolute?
How did you know? Oh, suppose Emma had her letter too.
I don't understand. I thought William would be pleased.
So did he.
Well, isn't this what he wanted?
None of this is what he wanted.
No. No, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
No, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, it's just such a mess.
Doesn't this help clear it up, though, eh? I mean, now they can both move on.
Oh, I don't think William wants to.
Oh, Clary.
No, he'll have to. I've told him that, but he can't see it yet.
No.
It was such a shock, Susan. So final. It's really rocked him, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, he's got this holiday with his Auntie Rosie coming up. I hope that'll take his mind off it.
Yeah.
Spending time with George. Oh, how is he, by the way? Over his cold?
Yeah, he's fine.
Thank goodness for that. If he hadn't been able to go, I don't know what William would have done.
Oh, George will be fine. Emma's another matter.
Well, I know it'll be hard for her, but... Well, it's only a week, and William will take good care of him.
I know he will.
And Emma can phone, keep in touch.
Well, no, she can't.
Why not? Oh, is it too expensive? No, but if it would give her peace of mind, surely it's worth it.
Will said it would be too expensive.
William did?
To phone his mobile.
Oh. No, I haven't thought of... Well, he might not even work over there, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he could phone from a phone box. Agree a time.
He said he didn't want to be tied down like that. Not when he was on holiday.
I see.
It doesn't matter. Maybe it would upset her more, make her feel how far away she is.
I suppose it might.
I'm trying to talk her out of going to the airport to see George off.
Are you?
Yeah. Much better if she just hands him over to Will on Saturday night in his normal routine.
Better for George.
Of course. She'd be bound to get upset.
Yeah.
And that would upset George. Not a very good start to his holiday, eh?
I'll have a word with Rosie.
What about?
Maybe she'd be prepared to ring Emma from a phone box or something.
Oh, do you think she would?
I'll see. Rosie, she likes her routines, even on holiday. She wouldn't mind fixing a time.
Oh, thank you, Clara. That would mean so much to Emma, you've no idea.
George would like to hear his mum's voice too. He's the one that matters.
Yes, all right then, Daniel. Take Scruff round the other side. He's obviously seen something that interests him. But don't let him frighten the ducks, will you?
Morning, Linda.
Oh, yeah, good morning. Ah, hello, George. Is Emma at work today?
Yeah, so I'm the lucky one. A lovely day, eh?
Yes, it is.
Real springtime.
Ooh, someone got out of bed the right side today.
Yeah, well, that's some very good news.
I'm glad to hear it.
Emma's got a decree absolute.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose that is good news.
Yeah, of course it is.
No, it's always a little sad when a marriage is over.
Wasn't your Robert divorced?
What? Well, yes, I wasn't thinking about him. Daniel! Careful with Scruff in that water.
Oh, you must have been pleased then.
Oh, Robert's marriage was over long before we met.
Yeah, but if he'd still been married...
I appreciate it makes things easier for you and Emma.
So much easier. You can't imagine.
I'm pleased you're happy, Ed.
I'm over the moon.
But all relationships can have their sticky patches, you know.
Not ours. We're going to live happily ever after.
Oh. Well, that's finished, I think.
Yeah, good job, Mum. At least you can see out of the windows now.
Yeah. Wouldn't have believed they could have collected so much grime over the winter.
Oh, look how dirty the floor got. And no one's been in here since the last lot of strawberry pickers left.
Well, it's looking fit for human habitation now.
Good enough for Debbie's Hungarian students, you think?
Oh, Adam.
Or will they be expecting something more palatial?
I don't know why that's got to you so much.
Well, first of all, she said it to Brian, not me.
Well, she was only trying to be helpful. She found you some pickers.
I don't need help, Mum. The strawberries are my enterprise.
Well, I know.
She should have consulted me about it, not emailed Brian with a fait accompli.
Oh, I suppose she just didn't think.
Asking for our best caravans, as if I'd put my staff in anything substandard.
I'm sure she didn't mean to upset you.
I'm sure she didn't care.
Darling, that is not true.
Mum, she's treating me like a lackey. Except when she wants me to do her dirty work with Graham Ryder.
Oh, Adam.
And even then, I'm just her go-between. I'm sorry, I'm fed up with it.
Look, darling, her new role was bound to need some fine-tuning.
I'll say.
Well, maybe we should talk about it at the meeting this afternoon.
Yes, maybe we should.
Have you finished yet?
I was just going to have a piece of fruit.
Yes, do. I might start clearing away, though.
Oh, wait, and I'll give you a hand.
No, it's all right. Just want to have everything neat and tidy for when Fallon comes.
Good idea.
You remember she's coming this afternoon?
I should do. You've mentioned it about every 5 minutes.
Collecting ideas for her project.
Sort of a play, isn't it? About the old days.
That's right.
She came last week, didn't she?
She did. You don't mind her coming again?
Mind? Why would I mind? We had a great time.
Oh, one session you did. But then you got a bit, well, impatient with her.
No, I didn't. You must have got that wrong, Peggy. I love talking about the past. You know I do.
Right. Everyone sitting comfortably?
Yes, thank you, darling.
Only I've got something here I'd like you to read, and it's quite long.
Actually, Brian, before we get stuck into that, could I just say something?
Yes, of course.
It's about Debbie's new job.
Yes, Adam just feels it may need a, well, a little bit of fine-tuning.
Yeah, I can speak for myself, thanks, Mum.
All right.
I'm really not happy with the way it's working out.
Ah, well, isn't that a coincidence? Debbie's got some thoughts as well.
Oh?
So she's prepared this discussion document.
It's something of Debbie's you want us to look at, is it? Oh, what a surprise.
Well, I'm sure it's fascinating.
I'm sure it is, but
it might be helpful if you read it first. It might address some of your concern.
You are then, darling.
I suppose it might.
Right, one for each of us.
What a lot of pages. She's obviously worked very hard on this.
She has. Yeah, I think you'll be intrigued by some of the ideas she's come up with.
An alternative future for Home Farm. Yes, I'm sure I shall be.
So, that was the last twist competition we ever held at Grey Gables.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, I look so good on stage.
You're going to use it then?
Oh, you bet. We're short on funny stuff. That's great.
It is a wonderful story, Jack. You've never told it me before.
I'm sure I have, Peggy. You've just forgotten.
You're going to have people all over Borsetshire laughing at it now.
Oh, Jack, isn't that nice?
Yes. Yes, it is. Do you know, I think I might even have a few photos of it, if that would help.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm sure the Borchester Echo covered it.
We're going to back project photos right through the show.
Good idea. You'll get a real sense of the time.
I'll go and see if I can find them for you.
Oh, thanks. I'll be really grateful.
Do you want me to help, Jack?
No, thanks, Peggy. I've got my own system. You'll only confuse me.
That's such a good story. We'll really be able to make something of that.
I'm glad.
And get the right music and work on the dance routines.
Choreograph the falling over.
It'd be great.
Oh, I'm so glad you've got something good out of this visit after what happened last week.
I've told you, it doesn't matter. I understand.
Oh, I'm really grateful. It's wonderful to see Jack in such a good mood.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, Brian. I can't believe you're entertaining any of this for a moment.
I didn't say I was. It's a discussion document. I thought they were worth talking about, that's all.
Oh, well, they're certainly radical.
They completely reverse our current policy.
It's intriguing, Adam. Real blue sky thinking.
Debbie fought tooth and nail to get the estate contract back.
I know.
And it made sense.
Yes, we had the two of you working well together there.
Absolutely.
I always supported the idea. It was the way she went about getting it I wasn't so keen on.
Well, let's not go into that now, shall we? I mean, I agree, getting the estate contract seemed to make sense at the time.
Of course it did. Made full use of our labour, our new machinery.
Which was very expensive.
And lowered the unit cost of production.
But that's what all the switched-on arable farmers are doing now. There's so much competition.
That's no reason for getting out of farming altogether, which is what Debbie seems to be advocating.
Not at all.
She really?
Yes, Mum.
She just thinks it might be worth getting out of farming the land ourselves. Let someone else do it at rock-bottom prices.
Someone else? A contractor, you mean? Like the one she thought were making such a hash of the estate land?
Well, of course we'd find a good one. And then we could sell off the machinery.
Well, we wouldn't need it, certainly.
It should raise at least £300,000.
As much as that?
Yeah, which we could invest in something more profitable.
Property development, perhaps, like Matt Crawford?
You got something against making a profit?
Of course not, but we're farmers.
At least I thought we were.
Yes, and we'd go on being farmers. But why do the physical work ourselves and tie up all that capital? Especially with the prospects for commodities being so dire.
Really? That bad?
Yes. Second wheats and oilseed rape are barely worth the effort.
Which is why I've been urging us to diversify. That's the way forward.
There's nothing stopping us doing that, Adam. In fact, this way we'd have a lot more capital to play with.
Well, maybe you should prepare a discussion paper too, darling.
That's an excellent idea, Jenny.
Mm. Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I fit into Debbie's grand scheme at all, do I?
Well, of course you do.
She's already got Hungary and Matt's estate. Now she just wants to add home farm to her empire.
Forgive me, Adam, but this is a very immature reaction. It's just a discussion document.
Which you're clearly taking very seriously.
Well, you're taking it much too personally. Now, look, take this paper away and read it properly, and we'll talk about it again next week. Now, moving on.
Have a good nap, dear. I'll call you at tea time.
Thanks. Nice to see you, Fallon.
Thank you for all the great material.
I enjoyed myself.
Hey, don't forget, I expect to see you both at the premiere.
We'll be there. Darrington, isn't it?
Yeah.
I shall look forward to it. Bye then.
I'll get you front row tickets. You'll be my guests of honour. Right, well, I better be getting on.
Oh, thank you for coming round again.
Oh, I like coming round. Get good biscuits here.
You're welcome any time.
Thanks.
You may still have to listen to Jack going on about the old days. He'll have got it into his head that's what you've come for.
Well, I don't mind. I like listening to his stories.
Oh, it does him so much good. Quite his old self again.
Oh, it's good to talk. And for you too.
Yes.
And you can always drop in on me as well.
Thank you.
Though the biscuits won't be as good, I'm afraid. But I'm always up for a chat.
Thank you, dear. I'll bear that in mind.
Well, hang on. You're back early.
Yeah. What are you doing? I thought we were going for the minimalist look.
Yeah, well, I thought a few more cushions might make the futon...
Something we can actually sit on?
Well, more of a statement.
Oh, yeah, it's a statement, all right. And the statement is... Why the hell did we get rid of our sofa?
Well, I can see you've had a good day at the office.
Wonderful. All morning cleaning out the caravans for Queen Debbie's serfs.
But I thought you liked cleaning.
And then the weekly meeting. Which is always a joy and a delight at the best of times, with Brian trying to dazzle us with statistics, and Mum trying to look as though she understands.
Don't be so mean, poor Jennifer.
And then this week, Debbie decided to get in on the act.
But she's in Hungary?
Yeah, but her tentacles are everywhere. She's like that monster in Alien.
Oh, Adam, come on now.
You will not believe, you seriously will not believe what she's suggesting we do with Home Farm.
Okay, pull up a cushion. Come on, tell me all about it.
No, that's absolutely fine. See you later then. Bye. Oh, that was Mum.
Yeah.
She wants me to give her a lift to the service this evening.
What service?
Oh, Brian, it's Maundy Thursday and I told you I was going.
Yeah, sorry, I remember.
Supper will have to be a little bit early if I've got to get over to Mum's first.
That's fine by me.
Oh. Fern went to see them this afternoon. She was collecting more material for this show she's doing.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, good for Jack. Really perked him up, Mum said.
I bet it did.
Yeah, I think it was good for Mum too. She gets on really well with Fallon.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. From that time she went and helped in the pub.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think it is. And apparently Fallon has some understanding of Alzheimer's or conditions like that anyway. Mum says she had a grandmother who suffered in the same way.
Yeah.
So it's nice for Mum to be able to talk to someone outside the family about it, don't you think?
Oh, I do, yeah. I do. Mm.
You haven't been listening to a word I've been saying, have you?
I have? Your mother wants to talk about Fallon's grandmother who used to run a pub. Sorry, darling. Sorry, I was engrossed.
You're not still reading Debbie's paper.
It's worth reading.
It's certainly well expressed. I'd like to think she gets that from me.
It's well thought out, too. A lot of sense in what she said.
Do you really think so?
I do. The world's changed, Jenny. Debbie's really grasped that. And we may have to change, too.
So radically?
We have to face the facts. There are low-cost producers of arable all over the globe now.
Yeah, I realise that.
And they're setting the future prices. Low ones.
Yeah, even so.
This could be just the right time to realise our working capital and put it into something else.
That would be such a big change, Brian.
Oh, it would. Yes, it would. But maybe a change for the better.
You're going to have a hard job convincing Adam of that.
She's plotting to take over the whole show. All these radical ideas are just designed to impress Brian.
Seems to be working.
You don't need to tell me that. Oh, I don't know how she can be so two-faced. It was only 5 minutes ago she was pushing us to buy more equipment so we could go all out for contracting work.
She may have genuinely changed her mind.
She's seen a way to get me out.
Well, do you not think that might be just a wee bit paranoid? I mean, I know she's ambitious, but... Yeah,
so am I. All I'm going to be left with under Debbie's less-than-benevolent dictatorship is a strawberry patch and a few deer. Not quite the career I had in mind when I came home from Africa. Wish I'd never bothered.
I'm glad you did.
So am I. Of course. I'm sorry, ruining your precious afternoon off.
No, it was ruined already.
I thought you were going to slob out on the futon.
You try slobbing out in the futon?
No, thanks.
It can't be done. I should not have spent the whole damn afternoon trying.
Well...
And that wallpaper. I don't know what possessed me. It's given me a migraine. Oh, there's only one thing for it, Adam.
Well, you don't mean...
Yeah. As an interior designer, I'm a very good chef. We're going to have to change it all back.
Good night last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was for you.
Yeah, well, I knew my luck had to change soon.
Oh, I hope it's the start of a real winning streak for you.
I think it is. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, you said.
I'll soon be able to pay back everything I owe you, don't worry.
Yeah, I wasn't. What you gave me last night will do for the time being.
Shouldn't take long. When's the next game?
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You fancy a drink this last night?
Yeah, that'd be great.
12:30 the ball.
Fine. And I'm paying.
I won't say no to that. See you there, then.
Okay, see you, Matt. Bye.
Someone's full of the joys of spring.
Why, it's such a beautiful morning, don't you think?
I'm just glad it's not raining. That'd make the walk of witness a real penance.
Are you off now?
Yeah, in a minute.
Well, have a good time. Or is that not an appropriate thing to say?
No, it's fine. I brought these over. The post was late today.
You said that postman was too chatty.
These are for you.
Thanks. Kind of you to bring them across.
I think there's enough salad and stuff for your lunch.
Oh, don't worry. I thought I'd pop down to the Bull.
Good idea.
I want to have a word with Sid about this quick cricket coaching.
Oh, yes.
Where's that key got to? See if he needs any help.
Well, Daniel would be pleased if he got involved in some way, but...
That's what I thought.
You've been very careful.
What?
Locking the drawer.
Oh, it's just a habit I've got into. Extra security, you know.
For the post?
Well, identity theft and everything. You can't be too careful with my office away from the main house.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What's Daniel up to today, anyway? Do I need to get his lunch?
No, he's gone over to Ambridge Hall.
Ah, he does love spending time with Scruff, doesn't he?
Yes. It's nice of Linda to have him.
Yeah, he's spending quite a bit of time there.
Yes. Alistair.
Yeah?
Nothing, it doesn't matter.
And what can I do for you, Oliver?
We are going to believe it, but we've run out of milk.
Oh, happens to the best of us.
Yes, but I'm the man who's having to keep the whole village supplied. And I can't even find a carton in your shop.
It's over there, in the chill cabinet.
Oh, right, thanks.
I had my letter from Mike.
Oh, good.
I told him we'd be more than happy to have you supply us.
Oh, that's good to hear. He seems to be getting a positive response.
Oh, I should think he would.
Of course, he's only spoken to about half his customers yet, but the majority do seem to be in favour.
Why wouldn't they be?
Anyway, I'll have to make do with this for the time being. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. And bet heads, please. You've got such a good response so far, isn't it?
I haven't told him yet.
Oh, haven't you? Here's your change.
Oh, cheers. No, I wanted to wait until Mike had spoken to all his customers.
Oh, I see.
I'm afraid Ed's getting a bit too excited.
Yeah, well, that's Ed for you.
I don't want to raise his hopes until we're quite sure, you know.
I understand.
Even if we do go ahead, it's not going to happen overnight. He's just got to learn to be patient.
He's young, always in such a hurry.
And there are still quite a few other things to sort out.
When does Mike think he'll have got round all his customers?
By the beginning of next week, he hopes.
Be nice if there was some good news for him.
Yeah.
Emma's that down.
Is she? Well, I thought they were both so pleased about the decree absolute. Ed certainly was.
Well, Emma was too. Oh, it's Will taking George on holiday with him. I don't know how she's going to cope.
Good turnout, Alan.
Yeah, I'm so pleased. We'll set off in a few moments.
Great. It's more than last year, I think.
I'm glad people are taking to it. I know a few people were a bit doubtful when I first suggested it.
Maybe.
The traditional three-hour service can be a wonderful meditation.
Yes.
But I wanted us to make a public statement.
Well, I like doing it.
Yeah, it's so good to see all the parishes walking together.
And it's to your credit.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, if more people have come than last year...
Well, the weather's better.
Well, that's true.
Let's see how many people I get for the dawn service on Easter Sunday. That's the real test.
Oh, I love that service. So peaceful.
Yeah.
And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week.
Oh, lovely words. You're coming, then?
Oh, yes, of course.
So I wasn't sure if you'd be able to manage it and do the reading at Darrington.
Oh, yes.
Had you forgotten about that?
No. Well, just for the moment.
Because if it's a problem...
No, it's fine.
I can easily ask someone else.
No, no, it's fine. Really, Alan. I've just got a lot on my mind at the moment. I forget things.
You have seemed very busy.
Oh, not as busy as you.
Maybe a little stressed.
I don't know how you pack it all in.
Sheila, I've always got the time to listen. These things you got on your mind...
Did you manage to get over to the Laurels to take Marjorie communion? How is she?
She's tried to be sensible about it, really she has.
Yeah, I'm sure she has.
But now she's actually got to pack all his things up. Oh, it's horrible for her.
Well, I can see that would be hard.
Heaven knows what she's going to be like when he's actually gone.
Huh. Carly went home yesterday, you know.
Oh, did she?
Yes. And we should be very happy about it.
Oh, I bet.
It's really good she's getting on so much better with her mother.
Oh, that poor woman's had a lot to put up with. Yeah. How long is she staying?
The rest of the holidays.
Oh, really?
So the house seems very empty to Caroline.
Ah, that explains why Christopher was in such a bad mood.
Oh, he'll miss her, of course.
He'll get over it. Do you think she might not come back? I mean, if she's getting on better with her mother.
Well, we're talking to her social workers. I think they're quite hopeful.
Oh, well, that'd be marvellous.
Yeah, for her and her mother.
Oh, well, that's what I meant, of course.
Caroline would miss her.
She's very soft-hearted, Caroline.
Yes. She really made a connection with Carly in the end.
Oh, uphill struggle that was, I should think.
Well, there's no doubt she's a challenging girl.
That's one word for it.
Yeah, it's funny, but I think I shall miss her too.
Really?
Mm.
Well, I think you've been saying.
Oh, hardly that.
Oh, I couldn't have put up with her. Never got a civil word out of her.
Well, she does put up her barriers, but behind them, you know, she's really rather nice.
Mm, I'll take your word for it. But that is good news.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so. Oh, Lord, I'd better be getting back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I hope Emma won't find next week too tough.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I have heard something that might cheer her up a bit.
Good.
Adam and Ian have decided to get rid of that awful wallpaper. Oh. So at least Emma won't have to put on her sunglasses every time she does.
No.
Alistair happened to be passing.
Well, that was lucky.
So he helped David get the horse back.
I'm surprised you didn't ring him first.
He was out on a call. He's always so busy.
Yeah, and he's not the only one from the sound of it. Seems like you've had quite a week.
No more than usual.
Sheila, it's Good Friday.
I know.
The most painful day in the Christian calendar.
Of course.
And we confront that pain, don't we? On an event like this. That's what it's all about. That's why we're doing a walk of witness.
I don't know what you're getting at.
I think you do. You're very troubled, aren't you?
Well...
And you have been for some time. I just like to think that you could talk to me about it.
Maybe.
I know it's painful and it just might help to share it.
I don't know where to start.
Is it things between you and Alistair? You both seem
No. The person I'm really worried about is Daniel.
Daniel? Go on.
Well, you know he's going to the cathedral school in September.
Yeah, yes, I know.
I'm worried I've made the wrong choice for him.
Well, it's a difficult decision, but you seem to feel it would be the right place for him. What's changed your mind?
Well, nothing really. It's a great school.
So I hear.
They can offer him so much. I just wonder if he's going to be happy there. You see, no one else from his class is going. He won't know anyone.
Is that upsetting him?
Well, he doesn't say it is. Well, he wouldn't, would he? But his friends are very important to him.
Well, I expect he'll make new ones, won't he?
I don't know. And there's no one I can really talk to about it.
Isn't there?
No. Mum's so against private education.
Oh, yes, yes, I know.
And Alistair is too, so I feel very alone.
Of course.
And then I wonder if this is how Daniel's going to feel. He won't have anyone to talk to either.
Well, maybe you just need to have faith in your own judgment. You know your child. This is the school that you thought would be right for him.
Yes.
And faith in Daniel, too. I think he'll cope.
I hope so.
His grandparents were all for it, though, weren't they?
Oh, Mark's parents? Oh, yes. Well, they're paying.
Well, I can see that might be hard for Alistair.
Yeah, I suppose.
He might feel a little marginalised.
Perhaps.
You haven't discussed it?
At the time.
Not now, though.
He hasn't been very easy to talk to.
No. I had noticed he seemed a bit stressed.
Though he was in a good mood this morning. Really cheerful. I haven't seen him like that for weeks.
Well, maybe this is your chance, then. He might be a bit more responsive.
Oh, I don't know. It was such a relief to see him back to his old self. I don't want to do anything to spoil it.
I'm really sorry about this.
Oh, don't worry.
This view of the Nightingale Farm just turned up out of the blue and I didn't want to put them off.
No, honestly, it's fine. I'll see you on Sunday anyway.
Ah, you sure you're up for that?
Oh, the way my luck's running at the moment, I'll say.
Just thought it might be a bit difficult for you to get away for an afternoon game on Easter Sunday.
I'll think of something. You'll have the rest of your money by the end of the game. I'll stuff it in an Easter egg for you.
No rush. Look, I know the debts will get cleared one way or another. Look, I'd better get going. See ya.
Yep, Sunday afternoon. I'll be there.
Oh, it's real light to see. A happy customer.
It's a lovely day.
And you hadn't even got a drink. What can I get you?
I think I'll have a gin and tonic.
Right, chap.
Oh, there was something I wanted to ask you, Sid.
Ah, yes.
You got anything sorted about the quick cricket at Loxley Barrett, yeah?
Yes, I have. I'm starting work with Stuart at the beginning of next term.
Good. This is in school hours, I take it?
Yeah, they're normal games lessons.
So you'll only be able to do one class at a time?
I don't think I could cope with a bigger group. One gin tonic.
Thanks. There you are. Keep the change.
Oh, not very much. You're generous.
Only, I was thinking I could lend you a hand. We'd get on much quicker if there were two of us.
Yes. Nice idea, Alistair.
Think Daniel would like it.
But, would you have the time? I mean, I'm quite well placed during the day, but you never stop.
True.
Anyway, it's a bit late for this term, you know. And what, with the police checks and everything?
Yes, of course, I should have thought.
But if I get a youth team up and running by the summer holidays...
I could help coach that. Great. I'm sure Daniel would be up for it.
I'm sure he would be.
I just feel I've been neglecting him a bit lately.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the only one. The lads haven't seen much of you at Nets yet.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm sorry, but it's all going to change.
They'll be glad to hear it.
Everything's going to change. For the better.
You are in an optimistic mood.
I am. It's been a long, long winter, Sid. But I feel like spring is really here at last. Cheers.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.